Penguin Random House, Southeast Asia, presents Tragic Nation Burma. Why and how Burma failed. Written by Amitav Acharya. Narrated by Richard Bhakti Klein. All sources of data are provided in the PDF. Advance praise for Tragic Nation Burma. A fresh, insightful, provocative, and outstanding account of Burma's, Myanmar's political destiny. Kavi Chonkitavan, leading Thai journalist, former editor of Myanmar Times, and former president of the jury for the UNESCO Guillermo Cano World Press Freedom Prize. If you are after the most comprehensive historical survey of the processes that have produced today's crisis in Myanmar, this is the book you need to read. Isolated and with a complex, unique history, unraveling the intertwining threads of Myanmar's political destiny is no easy task. Here, the author presents all the necessary information in one book with a coherent analysis of the chains of cause and effect that have interacted to create the zigs and zags of Myanmar's tragic experiments in democracy. Need to understand Myanmar now? Read this book. Max Lane, author of Indonesia Out of Exile, How Pramodia's Budu Quartet Killed a Dictatorship, and translator of the four novels of Pramodia, starting with The Earth of Mankind, now known as the Budu Quartet. A bold effort to analyze contemporary Myanmar after the 2021 coup, drawing on the lessons of recent history and contemporary voices. Michael Vatikiotis, writer, broadcaster and journalist, and former editor, Far Eastern Economic Review. Exceptional. I can't thank the author enough for this wonderful piece of work. I would like to encourage everyone to give this book a try so that you can get a sneak peek of what the citizens living in Myanmar had to and have to go through over the past decades. Thank you so much for devoting your time in writing about our country. I gained new knowledge from this book regarding the history that I didn't care in the past. Every country has its own problem to solve, and a lot of them don't care about us at all. I had that feeling that we only have ourselves, and no stranger can help us. However, after reading this book and realizing how much effort the writer had put in, it made me feel somehow motivated and emotional in a good way. This is because I got to know that there are strangers who still give attention and care for us. I will fight till the end. I hope this book gets the attention it deserves. This book contains all the things that the world needs to know about us. Thought Warriors, Civil Disobedience Movement Activists. Written for, and in many respects with, the resourceful young generation of thought warriors inside the country, Tragic Nation is an outstanding guide to why 75 years of post-colonial history have generated so much despair in Burma, and also why there are grounds for hope that the struggle against the latest brutal military junta will deliver long-term change. For anyone wanting to understand why Burma is where it is today and how it might develop in the future, this book is a must-read. Professor Ian Holliday, Vice President, Teaching and Learning at the University of Hong Kong, and author of Burma Redux, Global Justice and the Quest for Political Reform in Myanmar. A dedication to Burma's young thought warriors. I've been thinking about writing a book on Burma's experience with democracy since the 2010 elections. I visited the country many times and had two stints of teaching at Yangon and Mandalay universities. But for personal and professional reasons, progress in writing had been slow. When I finally started to write this book, in 2019, events quickly overtook my plan. The twin evils of COVID and the coup struck and made it impossible to visit the country during the actual process of writing, which is always critical to me. The only alternative was to research by stealth. With the help of some friends, my initial plan was to conduct some face-to-face interviews with the people taking part in the struggle for Burma's soul. but my contacts were rightly afraid of not only being caught by security forces, but also of catching the virus during Burma's calamitous second wave. Much of the inspiration and a fair amount of the information for this book comes from a secret survey I conducted with the help of a group of young people inside Burma. They are young, mostly but not all students, who identify themselves with Burma's Civil Disobedience Movement, or CDM, against the coup. A few are CDM activists but are employed, and there is one who identifies simply as adult unemployed. I call them thought warriors. While rejecting violence and weapons, they carry out their struggles just as effectively, in my view, with their mind and thought. They are anonymous yet energetic, passionate yet wise, restless but not reckless. Ultimately, Burma's democratic transformation depends on its thought warriors as much, perhaps more than it does, on armed insurgents or seasoned politicians. All the quotes in the book that are in italics are the actual words of the thought warriors. They mostly communicate in English, although a few of them use Burmese only. Those are translated into English. I have not altered their original expressions, but sometimes cut the length. While I never met and perhaps never will meet them in person, they remain very special in my heart and mind. It is to them that I dedicate this book. Chronology of Major Political Developments in Burma Since Independence. Compiled by Shagun Gupta. 1948, Burma gains independence from British colonial rule. U Nu, leader of the Anti-Fascist People's Freedom League, AFPFL, becomes Prime Minister. 1958 to 1960. A temporary caretaker government is formed, led by Chief of Staff General Nay Win and his Burma Socialist Program Party, BSPP, against the backdrop of internal power struggles within the AFPFL and a rise in insurgencies led by ethnic armed groups. 1960. U Nu's faction wins a decisive victory in the election. 1962. General Nay Win overthrows U Nu's government in a military coup and abolishes the federal state system under the 1947 constitution. He introduces the Burmese way of socialism in a one-party state under the BSPP, with a nationalized economy and a ban on independent media. 1974. The new constitution comes into force. It transfers power from the military to the People's Assembly, which is headed by General Nay Win and other military leaders. 1981. General Nay Win steps down from the presidency and is replaced by a retired military general, San Yu, but remains chairman of the BSPP. 1982. The Burma Citizenship Law is introduced. It states that anyone who arrived in the country after 1823 is not considered a citizen. It specifically targets ethnic minorities, such as the Rohingyas, who are classified as associate citizens, thereby denying them rights afforded to full citizens, including the right to hold public office. 1988. Thousands of people are killed during anti-government protests. Nay Win resigns, and the State Law and Order Restoration Council, SLORC, is formed under General Saw Maung, who seizes power. Simultaneously, Aung San Suu Kyi rises to prominence and becomes the General Secretary of the National League for Democracy, NLD. 1989. SLORC declares martial law. It also changes the country's name from Burma to Myanmar and the capital Rangoon to Yangon. Aung San Suu Kyi is placed under house arrest for the first time until 1995. 1990, the NLD...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?